that's unfortunate because this contextual information is of critical value to finding and using open educational resources. And the UNESCO guidelines for OER recognise this. One of the points they make is that the transformative educational potential of OER depends on improving the quality of learning materials through the peer review process and reaping the benefits of contextualisation, personalisation and localisation. But this contextualisation of open educational resources and educational resources more generally is also problematic to describe. But these are problems that the Learning Registry project was set up to address. The Learning Registry is a US project. It was initiated in 2010 and it was jointly funded by the US Department of Education and the US Department of Defence. If you're wondering why the US Department of Defence are quite often involved in education process projects like this, it's because they have a massive education requirement, not just for their service personnel, but for the children of these service personnel too. There are a lot of partners involved in the Learning Registry over the years, some of whom are developers, some of whom are education agencies, and you'll notice the gist there amongst the list. So the Learning Registry is effectively a distributed infrastructure for sharing descriptive and usage data about learning resources. And right from the off, the project adopted an open approach to the developments. It's an open project, anyone can participate, anyone still can participate. All the resources and the applications and software they produce are licensed under an Apache 2.0 license. All the documents and standards that have been created are freely available to anyone under Creative Commons license. And all the data that exists in Learning Registry nodes is open data. But the resources that data describes may actually be commercial proprietary resources. So it's not just about open educational resources. This project is about facilitating the description of educational resources more generally. But the approach they've taken sits very well with open education. In some ways, it's a lot easier to say what the Learning Registry isn't than what it is. So it isn't a search engine, it isn't a portal, it isn't a repository. In fact, it isn't really a destination of any kind. You can't go and look at the Learning Registry, it doesn't exist in that way. What the Learning Registry really is plumbing. That's probably the best analogy, the best way to think about it. And this analogy is actually used by the Learning Registry developers. The Learning Registry is technical infrastructure. It's the pipes that allow the data to flow, the data about educational resources. So it's effectively a large-scale network of distributed nodes. There's no one point of control. And each node is based on an instantiation of a schema-free database, CouchDB. Unlike relational databases, data doesn't need to conform to preset schema in schema-free databases. The documents are stored as a collection of key-value pairs in JSON formats. And on top of these network nodes, there are a series of APIs that allow nodes to exchange data with other nodes and with external services. So the Learning Registry developers have produced a set of standard nodes to push data between the nodes to access data within these nodes, and there are also some distribution and administrative APIs. Now you'll notice that slide says that there is no search or query API. That was the original intention of the Learning Registry developers. They were not going to build a search API. They were relying on users and application developers to build search and query services on top of the Learning Registry infrastructure. There's actually, it's a moot point as to whether there is or is not a search API. And there are other people in this room who can address that issue better than I can. That's just an illustration of the Learning Registry technical architect. I'm not going to go into this in detail. All these slides will be available on SlideShare if you want to go back and look at these in more detail. One of the other things that's really interesting about the Learning Registry is that it's metadata agnostic. It will ingest any kind of metadata and just store it in these schema-free databases. And it will also store what the project referred to as paradata. And this is the dynamic usage data that builds up around resources that I was talking about earlier on. So paradata is really anything that describes how a resource has been used in what context. If it's been reused, adapted, contextualized, favorited, tweeted, etc., etc. All that information builds up. And the paradata complements metadata, providing an additional layer of contextual information which complements the metadata. So if you think of metadata as